Do you think that the security guards in the art museum really ever stop anybody from taking the painting? I mean, are they going up to me, hey, what do you think you're going with that? Hey, come over here, give me that Cezanne. I mean, look at the job that this man is hired to do. He's getting $5 an hour to protect millions of dollars of priceless art with what? He's got a light mocha brown uniform and a USA Today. This is what he's got. I mean, crooks must look at this guy and go, all right, all I got to do is get past the folding chair and the thermos of coffee, we can get a Rembrandt.
Kramer, would you hold still? I can't do this if you keep moving.
You sure you don't want me to take my clothes off? Nah, I'll do it.
No, that's the last thing in the world I want you to do.
Well, why don't you take your clothes off?
I don't know. I don't think Jerry would like that.
Well, it'll be our little secret.
Button fly! Why do they put buttons on a fly? It takes 10 minutes to get these things open.
I like the button fly.
What?
That is one place on my wardrobe I do not need sharp, interlocking metal teeth. It's like a mink trap down there.
I'm gonna develop kidney problems.
What are you doing today?
Nothing.
I have to go meet Nita. You want to come up to her loft, check out her paintings?
I don't get art.
There's nothing to get.
No, it always has to be explained to me, and then I have to have someone explain the explanation.
She does a lot of abstract stuff. In fact, she's painting Kramer right now.
What for?
She sees something in him.
Well, so do I, but I wouldn't hang it on a wall.
Are you getting the eyes? They're brown. Well, really, they're dark brown, like rich Colombian coffee.
Tell me about Elaine.
You know, she and Jerry were a big thing, like Abe Lincoln and Mary Todd.
But they're still friends.
Oh, yeah, they're like this.
Don't you think that's strange?
Why? What's the difference?
Well, are you still friends with any of your ex-girlfriends?
Well, you know, I have many relationships.
I am a little nervous.
Why?
Well, you know, the friend meeting the new woman. I feel like I'm getting fixed up for a friendship.
I don't know how long this is going to last.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you liked her.
I do, but she's got like a jealousy thing. I mean, she doesn't like me having fun with anyone but her.
You know, it's a miracle you're not married. I'm not obligated to buy anything, am I?
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
This is my friend George.
Hello, nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
Hey, look at this guy. I brought George up to see some of your paintings.
Oh, are you interested?
Yeah, sure, I'm interested.
George, you gonna buy a painting?
Yeah, sure.
Are you an art lover?
I'm an art adorer. I adore art.
Well, take a look around. Pick something out you like.
May I?
Get out of here. Here, play with this.
What's this?
My father gave me 4 tickets to the Yankee game for Saturday afternoon. Owner's box, first row behind the dugout.
Oh, Saturday. I'm working. I'm going out of town.
Oh, well, I'm not going to go without you. Hey, you guys want them?
Yeah. They're right behind the dugout, George. First row.
Right behind the dugout? Are you kidding? How did you get them?
My father's the Yankees accountant. It's the owner's box.
All my life, I've dreamed of sitting front row behind the dugout.
You like that one?
Look at where we are. He's not stopping. He just keeps going and going and going. We're not in the first row?
No, these are your seats.
She said first row right behind the dugout.
Well, it's the second row. It's just as good.
I was all primed for the first row. I was going to put my feet on the dugout.
Shut up. These are great. You can't get any better than this.
Oh, there's better right there. That's better.
Right.
Oh, boy.
All right, who wants a dog?
Yeah.
What a great day.
I could have been at my boss's son's breast right now.
Is that what you were supposed to do today?
Yeah. What makes him think anyone wants to witness a circumcision?
I'd rather go to a hanging.
Is it that unattractive to have to take it off?
Have you ever seen one with it?
No.
You wouldn't even know what it was.
Anyway, I called him back. I told him I had to go visit my father in the hospital in Maryland.
You better catch it here, Charlie, because this ain't Philadelphia!
George?
Yeah?
Hi. I'm Leonard West, Nina's father.
Oh, hi, Mr. West. Oh, I'm sorry. This is my friend Elaine.
Hi.
Hey, 230 ain't gonna cut it in this town, baby!
This is Kramer. Oh, hey. Hey.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. Great. I hear you bought one of Nina's paintings.
Yeah, it's being framed right now. I don't even know what it costs. Not too expensive, is it?
Not if you have a lot of money.
It was cheaper for me when she was an actor.
Well, yeah.
Well,
hey.
Enjoy the game.
Thanks.
I think you better take off the Orioles cap.
Yeah, I better.
No, seriously. You're in the owner's box. I don't think it's a good idea.
You're not serious.
Yes, I am.
Well, didn't he say that?
No, but he gave me the seats. And I don't think he'd like it if you wore an Orioles cap.
Yeah, well, maybe you should ask him.
I don't have to ask him. Now, are you going to take the hat off or not?
No, I'm not going to take it off. Why should I take it off? That's ridiculous.
Let's just take the cap off.
What? George, I am at a baseball game. This is America.
Look, either you take the cap off or you leave.
Well, I don't care. I'm not taking it off.
Wait, just take the cap off.
No, get off of my hat. What's
that?
What do you mean?
Hey,
all right. Wait a minute. Oh, my God. All right, get your hands off of me. I'm leaving.
Wait a minute. We just got here.
Do you want us to go with you?
I get your cap, George.
Yeah, stay.
All right, we'll go.
And then the ball hits him in the head, and he falls right over the railing.
Is he okay?
Well, yeah, he's fine. We took him to the emergency room. You know, the x-rays were all negative. It was quite a day.
This is the most amazing story I've ever heard. Why did he want you to take off the baseball cap? That is so insane.
I know. Can you imagine that?
How you feeling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. How you, Carol?
Well, look. We made the paper.
Huh? Look at this. Page 2, sports section. We're all in the picture.
What picture?
Picture.
Are pictures in there?
Yeah.
What? I cannot believe this.
There's George.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, God, Lippman could see this. He thinks I was visiting my father. Oh, my God. I make up one little white lie, and they put my picture in the paper. Hi, Mr. Lippman.
How's your father?
My father.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to see him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I went to visit him.
Uh-huh. So, what was wrong with him?
Well, you name it. You know, neuritis, neuralgia.
But he's feeling better now, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's good. Just, it's such a miracle.
Good.
You know, my visit must have buoyed his spirit.
Uh-huh. Buoyed.
What did I say?
You said buoyed.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, I got a plane to catch.
Oh, where are you going?
Going to Houston for a few days, publishers convention.
Ah.
Can I have my sports section? Sports section.
Yeah.
I'm saving it for the plane. I never miss a Sunday sports section.
Well, you know, there's nothing to read. It's yesterday's news.
Well,
you know, the Yankees won, the Mets lost, yeah. Ricky Henderson's unhappy.
Right. What are you doing?
Oh, God. That is the third time today I have done that. newspapers and just tugging at them.
Well, you gotta go.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Well, you know, have a nice trip and, alrighty. I'll just hold down the, fort.
I sense great vulnerability. A man-child crying out for love, an innocent orphan in the postmodern world.
I see a parasite. A sexually depraved miscreant who is seeking only to gratify his basest and most immediate urges.
She was a guest of my father's. She should have taken the cap off.
It's preposterous to ask someone to take off a baseball cap at a baseball game. How can you defend that?
His struggle is man's struggle. He lifts my spirit.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
Look, I'm really getting tired of all this fighting. Maybe we should just end this before we really start hating each other.
Oh, well, you wouldn't want that because you always have to remain friends.
Well, I like to remain friends with people I was friends with.
Hey, why don't you just go then? Oh, and give this to George. Tell him he owes me $500.
He transcends time and space.
He sickens me.
I love it.
Me too.
$500? What?
That's what she told me.
I'm not paying $500 for this. It's a piece of junk.
That's what it costs.
Why did you even take it? You broke up with her.
I wasn't thinking. I don't know.
You weren't thinking.
Well, I mean, she framed it and everything.
Well, I'm not buying this. No way. Forget it. No way I'm buying this. I mean, look at it. What is it? It's a bunch of squiggly lines. Are you telling me you couldn't paint this?
You want me to paint you something? I'd love to paint you something.
I'm not paying for this. If you were going out with her, it'd be a different story.
This was in front of your door.
Oh.
Hey, Krim.
Hi, Mike. Wow, a letter from Nina.
Man, that is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
What?
This is amazing. You can't believe this.
What's it say?
Listen to this. I don't know what you expect to find out there, Jerry. You know what you want better than me. But there's one thing I do know. I know I can stand here watching you try to destroy everything I've ever wanted in my life, wanting to smash your face with my fist because you won't even make the slightest effort to opt for happiness and still know that I love you. You mean so much to me that I'm willing to take all your abuse and insults and insensitivity.
Wow, she's deep.
Because that's what you need to do to prove I'm not going to leave you. I'm sick and tired of running from places and people and relationships. You want me, then fight for me. Because I'm sure as hell fighting for you. I think we're both good.
You know, Jerry, you sound like a poet.
Boy, no one's ever written me a letter like this. Maybe I was wrong about it.
Get up. Go. Get in there and give her a call. Pick up the phone and call her.
Should I?
Yes, you're damn right you should. Fight for her, Jerry. She's sure the hell fighting for you.
All right. I'll call her. Don't go in there. You're gonna get shot. I told you. Yeah.
It's George.
Come on up. Well, now we gotta get a posse together. I love a good posse.
What's the appeal of the posse?
The appeal of the posse? Posse has tremendous appeal. Get away from the job, you camp out, you're with friends. I mean, come on, it's a week-long game of hide-and-go-seek on horseback.
Hey. Hello, George.
Hey, Nina. Hey, I owe you some money, don't I?
Well, I really love that piece.
Yeah, oh, me too, me too. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You know, in fact, I've been thinking about it, and, you know, I feel like I'm stealing from you. $500. It's going to be worth thousands soon. You know, on second thought, I can't even accept it.
No, 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 George. A deal's a deal. You know, I want you to have it.
This could be in a museum someday. It's not safe with me. It should really be in a doorman building.
Honestly, George, the money's not important.
Who said anything about money?
Yeah?
It's Elaine.
Come on.
Elaine?
Yeah.
This person does not believe in telephones, does she?
She likes the pop-in. I've told her how I hate the pop-in. He likes the pop-in, too.
Just popped in now. I'm a big pop-in guy.
You? Yeah.
Buck Kramer.
Oh, huge pop-in guy.
Well, I was leaving anyway, so we're on for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Hello. Chatty gal.
Littman's coming back tomorrow. I'll be fired.
Oh, if he noticed that, he would have called you from Houston.
No, he wants to torture me. Oh, will you give me the clicker? I hate it when you have the clicker. You're too fast.
Yeah, I'm a great clicker. A great instinct. How dare you impugn my clicking?
You're all over the dial. You don't know what you want. I've never seen you stay on anything longer than 5 seconds. Just give me that.
Let go.
No, come on. I want it, Jerry.
Let go, Elaine.
Well, let George do it.
Oh, George can't click.
Give it to me.
Give it, give it, give it. Pinhead. Wait, wait, listen. Go back to that. Go back to that.
Hey, you read all those books, not me.
Chapter 2 is Neil Simon.
But one thing I do know, I know how I feel. I can stand here and
watch you. Wait a second.
Destroy the most
oh, my God. The letter. That's the letter.
What letter?
This is the letter she wrote to me. She stole it right from the movie.
Because you don't even make
the slightest effort to offer happiness and still know that I love you. This is incredible. I always thought there was something funny about this letter. She's copied it right out of chapter 2. She's a thief, a bunco artist.
Maybe I won't send her that check.
Yeah, it's not really that terrible.
What are you talking about? She completely misrepresented herself. I don't opt for happiness. I opt for happiness. James Caan doesn't opt for happiness.
Yeah, yeah. But she wouldn't take the cap off? No. No, but didn't she know they were the owner's seats? Ah, that's unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, Lenny. Thanks again. Take care. It's Lenny West, my accountant, who is a hell of a guy. And he handles the Yankees, too. It's his biggest account.
Ah, really?
So every once in a while, they throw him a couple of seats. And last weekend, he gave them to his daughter. She's an artist, by the way. Anyway, her daughter gives them to some friends, you know. One of her friends shows up wearing a Baltimore cap. From Baltimore, right?
Oh, no? It's Towson. Yeah. And that's near Baltimore.
Yeah, but you're an Oriole fan, right?
Well, fan, you know. My father did.
Anyway,
I don't
she
like...
refused to no. take the cap off. She caused a whole big scene.
Really?
Yeah.
So impudent.
Yeah. So Lenny gave me the tickets for tomorrow night. I'm inviting Frank and Marcia. Want you to come.
I've got plans, so Mr.
Well,
Littman.
Well, great, come. And Mr. Briss, I want you at the game.
Okay. Okay.
Good.
Okay, Mr. Littman.
Oh, and Elaine.
Yes?
You know, the Baltimore cap you got in your office, wear it. I'm going to have a little fun with it.
That will be fun.
How's it coming?
Good. Good.
Seen any good movies lately?
No, not really. You?
No. I like a good comedy. You know, like a Neil Simon. You like Neil Simon?
Neil Simon? Some of his stuff.
I've seen most of it. I guess my favorite would have to be, Chapter 2. Have you ever seen that?
I don't know, maybe.
I have. Funny. In fact, it was on TV just the other night. Happened to catch it. I couldn't help but notice a stunning similarity.
Well, we've made our decision. We want the Kramer.
5,000? Why would anybody buy Kramer for $5,000?
Boy, Yankees cannot buy a hit tonight.
So is it all over between you and Marcia Mason?
Yeah. Well, and by the way, can you get this thing out of my house?
Tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. I'll sell it to you right now for $10.
Uh-oh, seems to be a lot of trouble in the area just behind the Yankee dugout.
Not a dugout, that's where we were sitting the other night.
Boy, we're not going to show it. We don't want to encourage that kind of behavior. Hey, it's a young lady, and boy, she's really going at it with the security guard. She's a feisty one. And now they're getting the other security guard to come down. How do you like that, Seaver? And boy, she's something. And a Baltimore fan at that. Holy cow.
Then, when I was 17, I ran away from home and hopped a steamship to Sweden. The steak is excellent, by the way.
More potatoes?
Yeah, sure, please.
Yes. Go on. You hopped a steamship to Sweden?
Mm-hmm. And it was a big one.
The baseball season's starting. I'm very excited about that. Did you ever sneak down to better seats at the game and get caught by the usher? When you're a kid, it doesn't matter, because you're always getting chased from every place anyway. So when you're an adult, it's really embarrassing to get caught. You have to pretend like there's some confusion. So you put on this whole act. You're looking at the tickets. I don't understand how this could have happened. Let me see. Oh, I see the problem. These are very good seats. I have very bad seats. That's the misunderstanding.